We are back on the record at 11:55.
Okay, so relative to the objection, I'm going to move that we, overrule your objection, but we will take that into consideration. The entire board will take that into consideration.
All right, so may I proceed?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, Ms. Donahue, could you please turn back to State's Exhibit 1, page 5, and I'm just going to make a statement for the record that this is irrelevant because this is the basis for one of the non-compliant issues that is here before the board today, and it's the necessity and the importance of the SAA meetings. Turning your attention to page 5, that would be finding of fact number 4. Can you please read into the record lines 21 through 23?
Respondent stated he was very embarrassed and that the nature of the text was very inappropriate. Respondent stated he is trying to fight through his addiction and has been seeking professional assistance.
Okay. All right. So he did make admissions that conduct did occur.
Correct.
All right. All right. Thank you. All right. Turning to the conclusions of law, and those on page 7 through 8, can you just generally outline what the conclusions of law were in this case?
So 32-2044-10A, engaging in or soliciting sexual relationships. 32-2044-8, practicing as a physical therapist or working as a physical therapist when physical or mental abilities are impaired by disease, trauma, by use of controlled substance or other habit-forming drugs, chemical, alcohol, or other causes. 20.
Objection. This is not relevant.
Overruled. We will give it the weight that it deserves.
32-2044-12, failing to adhere to the recognized standards of ethics. 32-2044-20, failing to maintain adequate patient records.
Okay. All right, thank you. And then what was the order in this case, just generally? What did the board order?
So he was indefinitely suspended and required to obtain a psychosocial evaluation, and that evaluation was to be brought back to the board.
Okay, and did Mr. Kushner go ahead and comply with that?
He did.
All right, and was that brought back to the board?
It was.
All right, and did the board issue a second order in this case?
It did.
All right, turn to State's Exhibit 2. Is this the amended order for suspension?
It is. Correct.
Okay. And what is the effective date of this order?
The effective date of this order,
it would be on page 5.
Thank you. Was June 1st, 2017.
All right, thank you. And in this consent agreement, does the board continue the order of suspension?
They do.
Yes. And what did they order as far as remediation for Mr. Fisher? Starting on page 2, and it would be 1A.
So 1A, he was to engage in therapy by a licensed therapist who holds an independent license by the Arizona Board of Behavioral Health. He was to engage in a recovery program, engage in a professional ethics course, and engage in an ethics course.
Okay. All right. And then what about D, the psychological and psychiatric evaluation prior to...
Oh, prior to lifting the suspension, he needed to undergo the psychological psychiatric evaluation.
Okay. All right. Turning to, again, page 3, it would be lines 3 through 7. Can you please read that requirement into the record?
On or about May 3rd, 2017...
I'm sorry. Page 3, it was...
Sorry. On page 2. I apologize.
Sorry.
And which lines? I'm sorry.
Yes, that would be 3 through 7, recovery program.
Oh, recovery. During the period of suspension, the respondent shall participate in a weekly meetings of SAA Sex Addicts Anonymous. Respondent shall provide the board with a monthly log signed by a facilitator group leader of the meeting, documenting his attendance and participation at the meeting. Respondent shall submit the monthly logs to the board on the 10th of each month. The first report shall be received by July 10th, 2017.
And was that first report received on that date?
We received one report, and I don't know the date.
Would that be contained in State's Exhibit 6?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. All right. So that was the only SAA report that was received during during the time that this term of probation was in effect?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, thank you. Following this, this consent agreement was the...
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
I said, my question to her was whether or not that was the only report that was submitted and received, and she said yes, and that was the state's exhibit six. During the entire time that that term was in effect.
You only had one report?
Okay, you cannot question me.
No, I'm kind of reiterating, I'm not questioning.
All right. I asked Ms. Donahue the question, and she gave me the answer that I needed. Okay, thank you. Was there an amended order that lifted the suspension and probation?
There was.
And turning to state's exhibit three, is this that amended order?
It is.
And what is the date on this?
The date is March 5th, 2018.
All right. And in this order, what action did the board take?
The board lifted suspension of Mr. Kushner and thereby restricted his practice, that he could not practice in a home health setting, and that he had to have a senior physical therapist on site when he was in practice. He had to continue to engage in therapy. He had to continue with the SAA meetings, and that is his requirements.
Okay. All right, and how long was the probation?
The probation was set for 18 months.
All right, and then turning to state's exhibit four, is this the final order that was issued in this case?
It was.
Okay. All right, and what was the date of this, the effective date of this order?
April 27th, 2018.
All right, and in this, what are the terms of probation?
That the suspension would be lifted. He was placed under probation for 18 months. He had the restriction of practice for the home health setting. He had to continue with his therapy sessions. And that is all.
Okay. Now, in this consent order, this is dated April 27, 2018, this order from the board, is there the requirement to attend the SAA meetings?
I don't believe so. No.
Okay. All right. So he was ordered to attend the SAA meetings from June 1st, 2017, and then it was lifted pursuant to this consent order on April 27th of 2018.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Now, during the time that Mr. Kushner was on these consent agreements, did the board receive a complaint?
Yes.
Turning to state's exhibit five, is this the complaint that the board received?
It is.
Okay. All right. Now, when the board receives a complaint, are they required under the law to go ahead and investigate?
Yes.
Okay. And was that done in this case?
Yes.
Right. And you were the investigator who conducted the investigation in this case?
I was.
All right. And what date was this complaint received?
It was received on March 6, 2018.
Is it okay, March 6, 2018? And can you describe the person that filed this complaint? What was her relationship with Mr. Kushner?
The individual MR who filed the complaint had a consensual relationship with Mr. Kushner during this time.
Okay, thank you. All right, turning to the second page of her complaint. It is the second to the, starting with the second to the last line there. There's some scribbles that start with "I can." Can you please read that into the record?
I can vouch for signing several of his SAA classes with my initials MR. He only went to one meeting.
All right. Thank you. And did this individual submit any other documentation to the board?
She did.
And is that the next document contained at the end of the complaint?
Yes.
All right. And then can you please summarize this for the board?
So she sent a sample of her writing of initials and numbers so that we could compare it to the SAA form that was submitted by Mr. Kushner.
Okay. And then based on your investigation in this case, is it really disputed that MR did sign the log with her initials MR.
It is not disputed that MR signed the log.
Okay, thank you. All right, did the board indeed receive a log from Mr. Krishnan in this case?
They did.
Okay, and turning to State's Exhibit 6, is this the log that the board received?
It is.
And is this the only log that the board received?
Yes, to the best of my knowledge.
And did you have conversations with Mr. Charles Brown, the former executive director, about whether or not any other logs were in his file?
I did.
And did he tell you that this was the only log that he received?
He identified this as the only log that was submitted.
All right. Now, can you please summarize what this log states as far as signatures of MR?
So the log identifies several dates of service starting at 10/5/17 through 11/25/18, in which it says attendance date on the left side, initials of attendance on the right side. It's MR signature through 10/5 through 11/30. It's her initials through those dates of service, or
okay.
Those dates for the meeting.
Those dates for the meeting. All right. And when you initially gave the range of the dates, is the final date 1/25/18?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then as far as the other signatures on 12/7, 12/14, and 12/21, you have no idea who did that?
We do not know.
Okay. All right. And the rest of them are the same, too?
Correct.
All right, thank you. And again, this was the only log that you have in the file?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Now, turning to State's Exhibit 7, is this Mr. Krishnan's response?
It is.
All right, can you explain what the board process is under the statutes about when you receive a complaint, what the board does as far as how do you process those?
So when a complaint is received by the board, it's weighted on its merit. If there believes that the allegations would be a potential violation of law, a notification of complaint and request a response is sent to the respondent, and a letter of opening complaint is sent to the complainant. The respondent then has 30 days to respond to the complaint. Once the response and all subpoena documents are received by the board, then the board will investigate the case and then bring it to the board for review.
All right, and the document contained in State Exhibit 7 is three pages of email. Let's start from the very back. Is this email communication between you and Mr. Krishnan advising him to go ahead and file a response?
Yeah, so the date on page 3 of the exhibit is May 2nd, 2018, where by email we notified Mr. Krishnan that a certified mail went unclaimed and returned back to our office, where he was then attached a copy of the letter of complaint and request for a response, and he was provided a deadline in which to respond to the complaint.
All right, so that's why we have the delay, the March complaint, and then we have the May response.
Yes, a certified mail return can take months to get back to us.
All right. So then once Mr. Krishnan did receive it, he filed his written response.
He did.
Okay. All right, and then you provided him with a copy of the complaint. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. I'd like to turn your attention to the second paragraph. If you could please read that into... Or the document pretty much speaks for itself. So I'm going to ask you, what, as far as Mr. Krishnan, what does he state regarding whether or not MR did sign for him?
It's easier probably to read it.
Okay, go ahead.
As she personally acknowledges, none of her complaints are, she's referring to MR in the complaint, are related to any PT that she received from me regarding her signing MR to a few of my SSA sheets that I had sent to Mr. Brown. I can vouch that she did that as well for two reasons. One, in the beginning when I first started to go to the SAA meetings, let's see, I'm going to summarize for you. I'm not going to read the whole thing. He discussed that the meetings were totally anonymous and that he could not find a signature for those meetings. No one knows who the other participants' real names are. When people signed any initials for me. I cannot even guarantee that they were going to sign their real initials. So on some occasions, MR actually went with me to the SAA meetings where she was not having to actively care for her mother-in-law to be a support system. On those nights, she would sign for me. And so he discussed that. MR went to the meetings with him on the nights, on the dates that she signed for the initials on the log that was turned into the board.
Okay. So does he also state in number two, because he gives two reasons. One, MR went with him and he had her sign. And then on other occasions, he had MR sign. And what was his reason for why he had MR sign?
So on other occasions, I was unable to have anybody there sign my slip for me. Again, this is due to the nature of the anonymity. It happened occasionally, but very rare to see the same person or even people there from meeting to meeting. MR, knowing that I had gone but could not accompany me, offered to sign her initials as well.
All right. So he basically states that he didn't see people regularly there and he couldn't get anybody to sign.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you. Following receipt of that complaint, did you also obtain information regarding Mr. Kushner practicing when he was on suspension?
The board ordered an additional investigation following the initial review to determine whether or not Mr. Kushner had used his credentials or identified himself as a physical therapist during his suspension. So we did investigate that aspect for the board request.
And as far as him practicing, where was that information obtained from?
So it was obtained from his employer, which was Valley of the Sun Home Care at that time.
Okay, and can you describe what Valley of the Sun is?
Valley of the Sun, I believe, is a home health company where they provide home health services, but I'm not quite sure of the nature of the business itself.
Okay, all right, but they do provide home health services.
I believe they do.
All right, and then did you speak to the owner of Valley of the Sun?
I did.
And what was his name?
Jude, I don't know his last name. I apologize.
Jude
Terrace, I'm sorry.
All right, thank you. All right, and what did Jude tell you about hiring Mr. Kushner for a position?
That Mr. Kushner had applied and he interviewed Mr. Kushner, and upon the interview had hired Mr. Kushner to be a marketing director, I guess, for his company.
Okay, and did this occur in August of 2017?
It did.
All right, and was that during the period of suspension for Mr. Kushner?
It was.
Okay. All right, and turning to State's Exhibit, this would be 8. Is this the resume that Mr. Terrace provided to you during the course of your investigation?
Objection. This is the information I had concerns about at the beginning. It was not relevant.
I think it probably is relevant.
May I respond to that objection? I believe that this resume is directly relevant. It goes to the fact and consequence regarding what Mr. Kushner's, the course of his employment while he was in suspension. It is a document that Mr. Kushner created. It's a document that was relied on by his employer to offer him the position. It was a document that Mr. Kushner did not update or provide additional information regarding the status of his suspended PT license. So I think it goes directly to what the facts and circumstances of this case.
When Jude, Mr. Terrace was interviewing me and wanting to hire somebody.
Objection,
who was not
this
hired.
Is testimony. Yeah. It doesn't go to the relevancy of the
evidence. Yeah, there's an objection and a response, and it's up to you to rule on the objection.
All right, overrule.
Thank you. Is this the document that Mr. Terrace relied on in his employment decision to hire Mr. Kushner?
Through the interview of Mr. Terrace, that is correct.
All right. And did Mr. Terrace tell you during your interview whether or not Mr. Kushner disclosed the status of his physical therapy license?
Mr. Terrace indicated that he was unaware of Mr. Kushner's suspended status.
Okay. Did Mr. Kushner bring any other additional updated resumes or information to his potential employer, Valdez's son.
So we subpoenaed Mr. Kirshner's personnel record to ensure that we had the entire record, and no updated resume was in his personnel file.
Okay, so this is the sole evidence that, or the sole resume that they relied on.
Correct.
Okay. All right, and what does it list at the top?
It says Scott Kirshner, physical therapist.
All right, and what does it say next to physical therapist?
Full-time, right. In parentheses.
All right, and then what does it say below his email address?
Willing to relocate.
All right, and then as far as his work experience, it spans quite a few pages. I believe it spans 4 pages. Is it all licensed professional physical therapy work?
Yes.
And is there any indication on here of him wanting to seek out other employment or kind of change the focus of his professional life?
It doesn't have a cover letter with it. It's just his resume.
Okay. And is it dated?
There's a handwritten date on it of 8/15 and 8/22.
Okay. And those are the interview date, would that be the
write-along date? So the 8/15 is an in-person, the notation is in-person, and the 8/22 is the notation is write-along.
All right, and do those correspondence with Mr. Kirshner being offered an employment with Valley of the Sun?
It does.
Okay, all right, but there's no typed-on date that Mr. Kirshner created this resume, is there?
There is not.
All right, thank you. The state would move State's Exhibit 8 in evidence.
Moved.
Thank you. All right. During the investigation, when you spoke to Mr. Terrace, did Mr. Terrace tell you about creating any type of business cards for Mr. Kirshner?
So Mr. Terrace was asked if Mr. Kirshner had business cards provided to him, which he said yes. We then asked, did he have any of those cards available to submit to the board so that we may review them. He did not have any physical cards available to him, but he did have the proof that was sent to the printer, and that's the exhibit that was presented to the board.
All right, is that contained in State's Exhibit 9?
It is.
All right, and then as far as what does it state in here as far as Mr. Kirshner, does it contain his PT credentials?
It contains his PT credentials.
Okay, and what does it state?
PT, MS, certified MDT, as his credentials.
All right, and what were his two positions at Valley of the Sun?
I believe he was the community liaison and the business development manager.
Okay. All right, and then both of those business cards contain PT credentials that were suspended at that time?
That's correct.
All right, is the practice of physical therapy limited to the actual clinical treatment setting?
It is not.
All right, can you discuss the broad scope of practice and definition of physical therapy?
So I could read that to you, but I don't have it with me. But it includes administrative, education, and clinical practice.
Okay. All right, and would this be contained in the definitional section of physical therapy under ARS 32-2001?
That's correct.
That 12D, would that be?
That would be correct.
Would that be correct? Thank you. And what did Mr. Terrace tell you regarding these business cards? How did Mr. Kirshner use these business cards?
He used it, so Mr. Kirshner's responsibility was to go to different facilities and facilitate business for Valley of the Sun Home Care, and he used these cards to leave at the facilities when he was marketing.
Okay, so they were done to try to create some partnership relationships in his role as a marketer and a business development individual with Valley of the Sun.
Correct.
Okay. And again, they were passed out during client interviews or client meetings.
That according to Mr. Terrace.
Okay. All right. And then Mr. Terrace, as far as they were ordered and they were provided to, were they ordered and provided to Mr. Kirshner?
They were.
Okay. And how many boxes?
There were two.
And what do you know about there being two boxes?
So there was two boxes, one for each set of cards. And according to Mr. Terrace, that those sets of cards were actually renewed during the time that Mr. Kirshner was there.
Okay. All right, and then who actually requested, according to Mr. Terrace, that the credentials go onto the cards?
He said that the wording and the request came from Mr. Kushner.
All right, thank you. The state would move State's Exhibit 9 in evidence. That would be the proofs of the two business cards from Valley to State.
So moved.
Thank you. All right. During the course of your investigation of Mr. Kushner's employment at Valley of the Sun during his period of suspension, did you also obtain an email?
So the email was a part of his personnel file. It was a discussion between, it was dated September 20th, 2017. It was a discussion between Mr. Terrace and Mr. Kushner. It was some long to do with some kind of discipline or dispute they may have been having. And so this email was part of the personnel file.
Okay. All right. And who is the email from?
Mr. Kushner.
All right. And who is it to?
It's to Mr. Terrace.
Okay. Mr. Terrace is the owner and chief operating officer for Valley to Sun. Would that be a fair statement?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And at the bottom, can you please explain what the credentials are?
So at the bottom, it states Scott Kushner, PT, MS, Certified MDT, Business Development Manager, Valley of the Sun Home Health, with the address.
Okay. All right. And then I want to turn your attention to the third paragraph from the bottom. Can you describe, like, what was the workload for Mr. Kushner in here? How many calls did he make a week, is he stating this email?
So the sentence starts off regarding the 50 calls per week, any other responsibilities, which I understand you are concerned about, and I was going to speak about this to you on Monday. There is no time to do follow-up actions from the calls and visits that were made the day prior.
Okay. So based on your conversations with Mr. Terrace, Mr. Kushner was out in the community trying to solicit business for Valley of Sun.
That's my understanding.
All right. And there were some pretty high quota requirements.
That's my understanding.
Okay. And then was it, based on your understanding, is it that Mr. Kushner communicated through email, through verbally, and also through in-person visits to these facilities?
Correct.
Okay. All right. During your interview with Mr. Terrace, did he make any comments regarding going on a home visit with Mr. Kushner and actually visiting a potential client, I believe, on October 2nd of 2017.
He did.
Okay. All right. The state would move State's Exhibit 10 in evidence. I believe that was not moved in evidence, Dr. Cornwall. And that would be the email that was just described that was obtained from Valley of the Sun by Ms. Donahue.
So, since it was objected to, what do we need to?
Well, if he wants to renew his objection, he can do that. If not, it's just admitted.
I do renew the objection. Relevance. Or actually, I believe that was the argument of, what was the motion to, or the agreement?
I don't know if that would be your objection, Mr. Kushner. I'm sorry. Wait a
minute. That's okay.
I can't help you.
I'm kind of lost right now in this situation.
So, number 10 has to do with you going with the individual to on a site. To say that an individual, right? That's what it is.
So 10 is the email by Exhibit 10 is the email by Mr. Kushner to Mr. Terrace.
Okay, about workload.
That includes
yes.
That is the technical issue which I did not have any say over because again it was created for me. The temple, everything, the signatures, he basically ran his business like his own baby and he did everything right.
So what would be the objection to entering them?
Which one, number 10?
Number 10.
Basically that I did not create that signature that's on the bottom of the page.
So you did not sign it? That's your
objection? Well, it came from my email address, but I'm not the one who created the template, the signature, as they call it.
But you did send the email.
Correct.
I don't see why you would object to sending the fact that you sent the email.
Well, it has to do with the state saying that I was promoting myself to the public as a physical therapist.
Well,
which is not true.
So I think that the board would then determine whether or not we felt like the email was in support of that conclusion or not.
Well, this is a private email within a private company. It's not out to the public.
I'm going to object at this point. That's beyond him stating the basis for his objection.
Yeah, he's starting to testify about the facts and circumstances surrounding the creation of the signature line.
Okay.
The objection is it relevant? And you get to decide whether it's...
Well, it seems to me that he was coming up with something other than relevance as an objection.
But his objection was relevance.
Okay.
He can testify about who created this and, you know, in his direct testimony. But saying that somebody else created it isn't an objection.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll overrule your objection on number 10.
And is 10,
based on relevance.
Okay, and is 10 entered in evidence?
Yes.
Okay. All right, one follow-up question. Ms. Donahue, did in your discussions with Mr. Terrace, did he ever tell you that Mr. Kushner objected to his credentials being used on either his emails or his business cards?
He did not.
All right. Actually, to the contrary, did Mr. Terrace tell you that Mr. Kushner wanted his PT credentials to be on his business cards?
Correct.
Okay. All right, thank you. And again, those business cards and email communications were used in the course of his business with Valley of the Sun. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, thank you. Turning to State's Exhibit 11, is this your investigative report in this case?
It's the investigative report for 1616.
All right, and turning to page 2 of it,
I'm gonna modify that. This is the supplemental investigative report to 1616, not the original investigative report.
Right, because the original one related to the SAA meetings.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, and it had other information in there too.
Correct.
All right, but on this one, turning to page 2 under the supplemental report under number 6, in your interview, when you interviewed Mr. Towers, what did he tell you about an incident, I believe it was on October 2nd of 2017, when he went on a home visit with Mr. Kushner?
So Mr. Terrace states that Mr. Kushner identified himself as a physical therapist and offered to be a physical therapist and provide services to a client's power of attorney when both Mr. Terrace and Mr. Kushner were joint marketing.
Did Mr. Terrace endorse this kind of behavior?
He did not.
Okay. All right, and because, I mean, his company did not offer physical therapy services from what you understand.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, thank you. I believe State's Exhibit 11 is in evidence. All right, did Mr. Kushner come before the board and testify at an informal hearing?
He did.
All right. Turning to State's Exhibit 12, is this the transcript of the October 23rd, 2018 informal interview?
It is.
Okay, and did Mr. Kushner testify?
Objection, I've never received a copy of this prior.
My response would be, those are Mr. Kushner's statements, their admissions, their party admissions. The state actually would have to do nothing more than just submit this in evidence. They're his statements, they're admissions by a party, and they come directly in evidence.
Are the admissions by just myself or by other individuals?
Other people testified under oath at this.
Okay, but I'm having information here just presented to me for the first time.
But you were there.
I was there, sure, but I don't have a recording to look at like the state did and go through line by line, looking for little discrepancies here, little discrepancies there.
Well, I'm going to overrule. You can certainly object when because you're going to get your turn here.
Okay.
You can object to what's in it, but I'm going to overrule that.
Well, I don't have a chance to see what's in it, sir. I can't stand here and read the whole thing and waste about an hour of your guys' time. Well, I just sit here and read and find objections I want to talk about.
Okay.
The state's position, again, is that these are party admissions, and they're part of the record. They're what Mr. Kushner said as far as him having to re-remember statements that he made under oath. He made them under oath, and
Well, Mr. President and members of the board, I just to remind you that before we had opening statements, Mr. Kushner agreed that he had no objections to exhibit 1 through 7 or 11 and 12. He did object to several others that we've dealt with, but he's already waived the objection to 12.
Okay. All right. So it's in.
All right. Again, Ms. Donahue, did Mr. Kushner testify under oath?
He did.
Okay. All right. So he swore to tell the truth.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now, I know that during this proceeding, Mr. Kushner was questioned by several board members about several, about the two main areas of noncompliance, the SAA meetings, and then also his practice when he was on suspension. Turning your attention to page 13 of the transcript, is this the part of the transcript when Mr. Kushner is questioned, I believe it's by Ms. Remick, regarding whether or not administration falls within the definition of physical therapy?
Correct.
Okay. And does Mr. Kushner agree on lines 15 through 18 that that he understood that administration, consultation, education, and research, does that indicate that he understood that those are part of any time you're a physical therapist, and he understood what it meant to be a physical therapist?
That's correct.
Again, turning to page 14 through 18, was there a portion during this informal hearing when Mr. Kushner was questioned by Mr. Greer regarding the SAA meetings?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And turning to page, I believe it starts on page 14 through 15, what were Mr. Kushner's statements regarding he had trouble having somebody sign for him? Is that true?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. In fact, starting on line 6, tell me if I'm reading this correct, Mr. Kushner, I had this discussion with Mr. Brown. It was, I mean, if you go there, nobody wants to. I don't blame them. I mean, nobody wants to admit they're part of being there. I mean, there's individuals in the communities. So these are individuals in the community that I would see at church, I would see on the street, so nobody would be actually willing to sign. And then he goes on to talk about how anonymous the whole SAA meetings are. Is that a fair reading?
That's correct.
Right. Then turning to page 17, starting on lines 20, I'm starting on line 13 through 19. Can you please read that into the record? And it's regarding whether or not MR went with him to the meetings.
Starting on line 12, the reason that MR signed those days in October is because you couldn't find anyone at the meeting who was willing to sign this. Mr. Kushner, yes, and did not feel comfortable approaching people that had illegible word, hugging pillows when they were walking in, and it wasn't a very friendly environment to communicate with other people all the time. Mr. Greer asked, did MR initial this log on the same day that you came back from the meetings? Mr. Kushner, probably not on the same day.
All right. Then, starting on page, the bottom of page 16, I believe that's where you left off.
Correct.
If you could start on line 25 and read that into the record.
Did MR initial this log on the same day that you came back from the meetings? Mr. Kushner, probably not on the same day. Mr. Greer, okay. Mr. Kushner, I didn't see her daily. Mr. Greer, so how did MR know that you were there? Mr. Kushner, I told her.
All right, if you could continue on, at least reading it on line 19.
Oh, sure. All right. Mr. Greer, okay, so you told MR that you went to the meeting. Mr. Kushner, correct. Mr. Greer, and she initialed it. Mr. Kushner, correct. Mr. Greer, okay, hypothetically speaking, you could have lied. Mr. Kushner, sure, well, I'm telling the truth. Mr. Greer, I'm not saying you're not. Mr. Kushner, right. Mr. Greer, I'm just saying she has no way of independently verifying that you went to those meetings. At least you can't remember. She didn't go with you. Mr. Kushner, no, she did not go with me. Mr. Greer, did she ever go with you to any meetings? Mr. Kushner, no.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Donahue, I know you testified early regarding Mr. Kushner's written response to the board. And in the written response, Mr. Kushner states that MR did go to 10 meetings with you. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you. All right. Turning on to... page 29. Did MR testify at this hearing?
She did.
Okay. And turning to page 29, and I believe it's 28 through 29, what did MR's Did MR testify that she went to the meetings with Mr. Kushner?
She testified that she did not go to the meetings with Mr. Kushner.
Okay. All right. And turning to page 30, that would be lines 4 and 5. Can you please read that into the record? What did she say? MR?
Sure. MR, I never went to one meeting at all. I don't even know where they were.
Did Mr. Kushner make some follow-up statements after MR testified?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Before I get to that, were you questioned at this informal hearing?
I believe so.
Okay. All right. And basically, when you went back and reviewed the informal review hearing tape and information that was presented by Mr. Kushner, what did Mr. Kushner testify about what he told the board? Did he tell the board that MR accompanied him to those meetings?
He did.
Okay. All right. And is that contained on page 43 of the transcript?
It is.
All right, and then Mr. Kushner is able to be questioned again on follow-up on page 44. It's his summary. Can you please read lines 16 to 23 into the record?
I never acted as a physical therapist when my license was in suspension. I never sent photos. I never treated when I was a physical therapist. I'm sorry, when I was not a physical therapist. If I did misspeak before and say to the fact that, yeah, she did attend with me, or no, she didn't attend with me, and this was a while back, and you know, my life was a whirlwind back there, back then, you know, everything was going on.
All right. So basically, Mr. Kushner said that he misspoke when he said that she went with him.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, and he never addresses how he put that in writing in his answer, does he?
No, he does not.
Okay. All right. And then as far as the final statements that I believe Mr. Kushner makes on page 49, and is it fair to say that Mr. Kushner told the board repeatedly that he could not find anybody to sign his log?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, and turning to page 49, is this Mr. Kushner's final statement? Starting on line 12, I'm just going to read into the record. Okay, so regarding the meetings, I attended every meeting. I was not able to get an active signature every meeting, a live signature, because of the circumstances. Is that Mr. Kushner's statement?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, so Mr. Kushner has consistently told this board that he was unable to get signatures for the SAA meetings. Is that pretty much what he said?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. State's exhibits 1 through 12 are admitted in evidence. At this time, the state doesn't have any further questions of Ms. Donahue.
Mr. Kushner, would you like to cross-examine Ms. Donahue?
Yes, I would. And again, I'm sorry. I kind of don't know where to begin or how to do it. So forgive me. I might go left, right, up and down a little bit. I'll do my best. So, okay, so I do understand. First of all, is Mr. Is Jude, is he here as a witness today to verify anything that you are saying that he said?
Mr. Terrace is not present today.
Okay. When you received an email from one of my soon-to-be witnesses regarding the SAA courses that I supposedly did not attend, what was your role here at the Arizona Board?
I was the investigator.
Okay. So, according to Marcy, you will find out.
I'm going to pause you. I'm not too sure what you're talking about.
Well,
no, you're questioning her about an email. What?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you, Mona.
No, it's just a clarifying question. I'm not sure. Or just clarify your question.
Which email do you? You said many emails. So, which email are you referring to?
The one that Marcy sent.
So you have to identify who that is by first and last name, if it's appropriate.
Okay. She's here to testify as a witness, Marcy Stanifer.
So I did receive an email on behalf of Marcy discussing some things about you, but that has not been admitted into evidence at this point.
Okay.
So you can.
I can what?
Well, you can admit that.
Oh, yes.
Because
yes.
I have
those as exhibits, as part of the exhibits to
okay. So you need to have cross-examination of whatever Ms. Donahue had to say relative to.
And I would need your exhibits if you're going to ask questions about them.
Yes, she, okay. You said I would put those in.
Whatever you want to do, I think that Mr. Cornwell is trying to direct you that you get to question Ms. Donahue about her testimony that she's giving.
Okay, thank you.
Not to.
Okay. Now, don't introduce new testimony.
Gotcha.
You're trying to cross-examine what the state said and asked relative to Ms. Donahue.
Okay, so it's my contention, and I'm basically stating kind of opposite of what you're saying, that presented by Jude, saying that I ordered up all these business cards. Okay, I basically reordered business cards, and I don't know how. And if you'll check.
Mr. Kushner, I'm going to stop you. You have to ask for a question.
So is there anything in her
yes.
in her testimony
yes.
that the state asked that you'd like to redirect or not cross-examine on something
okay.
specific?
Okay, Dr. Donahue, if somebody graduates with a degree in physical therapy, what are they called?
They have a degree in physical therapy. They are called nothing at that point.
That is incorrect.
okay.
That's not a question, sir.
That's
okay. What? That is incorrect.
All right.
Is it that statement?
That's a statement.
Yeah, that's
yes.
a statement. I'm going to object to it.
Sustained.
Okay. I'm at a loss, guys. I really am.
So,
did Mr. Brown, just to reiterate, Mr. Brown told you he does not have any other emails pertaining to sign-in-logs for SAA?
Mr. Brown informed me that he does not have any additional logs than the one that was provided.
Okay. So if I were to tell you I have emails that show them being sent to him as well as to yourself that I can access on my phone right now, that would be relevant information, correct?
That's not a question.
Correct. I'm saying yes or no.
It's not a question.
So I'm going to go out on the limb just a little bit and say if you have additional logs that you sent, but the board doesn't have, then you should be able to introduce them when it's your turn to present evidence.
Okay. So I do have them. For example, I have them. I didn't know Charles would say that he didn't receive any. When I have proof that he does, that he did, but I don't know how to get that from my phone, my Yahoo account, to present to the board to say. He either intentionally misled you guys or not intentionally misled.
That's argument, sir. It's not, and or testimony. It's not a question. This is your time to ask for questions.
Okay. Okay, so for the record, you're saying that Charles basically said that he did not receive any other SAA login sheets?
Correct.
What do you consider the place where I was employed for about, I believe it was 2 and 2.5 months?
What?
Valley of the Sun, is that a home care company or is that a home health care company?
I do not know. I know the title of the company, but I don't know the purpose of the business, but its title says home care.
Okay, so what is the difference between home health care and home care services?
I really don't know the difference between home health care and home health services.
Okay. Home health care has the word health in it, and it would pertain...
Okay, objection. Okay. That is answered. That's testimony, Mr. Krishna. You have to ask her a question.
I don't have any right now, ma'am.
Okay.
At this time.
All right.
But I would like to recall it later on if possible.
Well, you'll have an opportunity in just a moment to be able to present your witnesses and your evidence.
Okay.
Does the state want to redirect anything?
Yes, I just have a question. Ms. Donahue, is home health a general umbrella term where health care is delivered to patients, clients within their home?
That's correct.
Okay. And is it done by a myriad of health care professionals?
Yes.
Okay, is it done by both licensed and unlicensed professionals?
Yes.
Okay, and why is it Mr. Terrace here today? What did he tell you?
Mr. Terrace told us he didn't want to be a part of these proceedings.
And why?
Because he was afraid of Mr. Kushner.
Thank you. I have nothing further.
All right, does the board have any questions for Ms. Donahue?
Said that Mr. Thomas Brown didn't receive any emails of more than the one before SAA law they received. You mean is he testifying that they received any, or he just all he remembers or seen is that one?
What he recalls is the one log being sent to him.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Does the state have any other witnesses and evidence they'd like to present?
No, not this time.
Do you rest?
Yes, the state will rest.
Okay. All right. Mr. Kushner, do you wish to testify or present witnesses?
I wish to do all the above.
Okay.
And to enter 3 different exhibits.
Okay.
I have copies for everybody.
Good.
How would I do that?
Well, make sure that Mona gets one, and then we'll help, staff will help you distribute everything.
Members of the board, Mr. Kushner, do you want to label yours A, B, and C, or what do you want to do?
Did for mine.
What did you do?
I labeled A as the letter from the attorney.
Okay.
B is the rule definition.
Okay.
And C would be the job description.
Okay.
This is B.
Give me that one first.
Okay, so which one's A?
A is the one that says SLG on the top.
Okay.
B would be Google, and C would be the job description.
Okay.
Do you, Mr. Kushner, do you want to sanitize this and have it referred to as BR and MR?
Sure.
Is that okay? All right. So upon agreement of the parties, Mr. Kushner is going to sanitize respondents exhibit A. I don't want to testify for him, but just to using the initials. Is that correct, Mr. Kushner?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, and that's what we spoke about.
I also have exhibits on my phone, sign-in sheets from SAA, and if I'm given time, I could pull up the actual emails that were sent to the board to verify that I did send in my...
You want to take a short break while he figures out how...
We could, or he could testify to that, and whatever decision the board makes.
Or I would need some place to print them out and make copies.
Or could you... Could you forward the email to staff or to the board?
I would defer to Mr. Sawyer on what to do, and he could testify to what he did. I he could testify to what he
but without did. Physical proof, it's hearsay.
His statements.
Well, it really isn't hearsay because you're testifying about what you did, but.
If the board would acknowledge that I did...
Having the documents is, you know, corroborating evidence, and you may want to make sure that the board gets those when you're presenting your case.
So I interpret that as it's to your advantage that we have the documents. Otherwise, you're asking us to
go by my word.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask Ms. Baskin a question. Ms. Baskin, on Exhibit A, this isn't really signed with the signature. Does that matter?
Well, it is on legal letterhead, official letterhead.
You have to ask that to actually Mr. Tellier. Is your counsel?
Mr. Tellier. Same question. I apologize.
That's okay. The fact that it lacks a physical signature.
So, Mr. Kushner, if you could forward it to me.
Again, goes to the weight of it.
I can drop it into their drives.
Again, goes to the weight of it. If you believe that the lawyer sent this and simply sent him a conformed copy without sending him a signed copy.
May I forward a copy?
Excuse me, I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
So, have you ever heard of SLG Law Group?
No, but there's lots of lawyers.
No, but my question is, how do we know this is even?
Well, yes.
Okay, thank you.
So, my follow-up question would be, may I forward, because this was sent to me via email, and the originals were signed and then mailed, snail mail, to MR and BR. So if I can forward the email that I received from the attorney, also that would be supporting evidence. It's from her official work.
We're still talking about...
We're talking about your SAA meeting logs.
You went to additional
Ms. Hunter,
SAS meetings, right?
Ms. Hunter brought up, yes, same issue. Well, Ms. Hunter brought up about the fact that it's not signed. And I'm saying that it was because it was an electronic copy sent to my email.
Yes.
So if I can forward that email that I received from the attorney, her private work email, that would act as a signature.
That's okay. I accept Mr. Tellier's explanation.
But it might not be the appropriate thing to do.
I know you want to say something, but it's not the right time. So We'll eventually get around to it. So
I was just as we were taking a break, because I want to use the restroom, if I can leave the roof for a minute.
Yes, you can look.
We can follow us up or not.
No, we will wait for it. So if you need to take a break.
And then we'll see if we can get them into your drive so you can see them. I'm not sure I'm confident I can do it, but I'm going to give it a go.
Okay.